throw is good. Berry and Nicholson in. Smith and Mullins are out. 74-69 Wisconsin. With 19.3 seconds remaining. Second free throw coming up for Tanjay. Badgers are 17 of 20 at the foul line. Make it 18 to 21 as Tanjay hit them both. 75-69 Wisconsin, 19 seconds left. Here comes Jalen Leach against Kamari McGee. Leach left of the lane, goes to the goal, pushed it up, rolls off, no good. Rebound tap, Blackwell's there, 10 seconds left. Blackwell retreats, Collins calls off the dogs, and the Wisconsin Badgers have knocked off Northwestern here today in a heck of a college basketball game and a fantastic second half for Greg Gard's Badgers.
Yeah, Carter Gilmore came in and gave that shot of energy, and then the rest of the guys followed. But what a performance. What a gutsy performance.
The Badgers, 14 of 25 in the second half, 8 of 14 from three. And Carter Gilmore with a career day when the Badgers absolutely needed it. Out of the young man out of Heartland, Wisconsin, 15 points and 7 rebounds. John Tanjay with 27 points as the Badgers get win number 7 in conference play.
You know, it's amazing when you build a roster. This is where you got to give Greg and everyone credit. Building a roster of guys that just want to be here. They just want to be a Badger, right? Like, when you get guys like that, it seems like they're ready more often than not.
It does.
Right?
Like, it does.
And another example, we've seen Kamari McGee do this at times, Carter Gilmore do it at times. Like, there's something to be said about building rosters and tapping into those guys that really want to be a Wisconsin Badger. There's so much value in that.
I think this is a game where both teams are where they want to be. The Ross, the Northwestern
absolutely
guys, saying they have guys who want to be Northwestern Wildcats. They played their hearts out without one of the top players in the conference in Brooks Barnheiser. The Badgers overcame a really bad first half. Northwestern out everything Wisconsin with the exception of Tanjay's 16-point personal run. But the Badgers overcame all of that and just were terrific in the second half of play.
Yeah. I mean, fantastic. They're thrilled for Carter. I mean, thrilled.
Final score, Wisconsin 75, Northwestern 69. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? Well, then head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese pepperoni and sausage pizzas to golden fried chicken to signature hot sandwiches, Ferraro's has all your cravings covered. Plus, don't miss February's special chili dog pizza, a savory chili base topped with melty cheddar cheese, juicy hot dog pieces, fresh onion, and a drizzle of liquid cheddar. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
When it comes to local news, WRJN has been doing it right here in Racine for 97 years, and we keep that promise to you every day. Stuart J. Waddles works in the Radio Park WRJN newsroom. His first report's as early as 6 a.m., and you can find him around the clock at WRJN.com. Find him on our podcasts and on demand. WRJN, for 97 years, Racine's home for local news, and now, timeless hits, too.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people. But anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
By Brady and the Ad Council.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your Wisconsin Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger Postgame Show.
Well, the Wisconsin Badgers couldn't shoot straight in the first half with the exception of John Tanjay. In the second half, they dropped 50 on Northwestern. Put it together, and the Badgers will have a nice bus ride home, defeating the Wildcats 75-69. And the noise behind us is the Wisconsin fans who are giving it up for Carter Gilmore.
And a hug from Wina. Mom.
Yeah, there you go. Who knows a little bit about playing really good basketball, by the way. Good for him. We talk about guys like Kamari McGee who play with great joy. So does Carter Gilmore. It's easy to say it after he has a day like this, but you know, he brings the energy, brings the laughter, the smiles, and you called it as it happened when he hit that first three and then banged another one. But
it just felt
the
like
first
that was
one,
a
you
moment.
Go, circle it, and it really turned out to be the case.
And Matt, you're like, to me, you just it felt like Wisconsin just needed a shot in the arm somehow, some way, and that first three went in. And I said, you know, I said in the Maryland game, now it didn't go, but Carter, for whatever reason, especially here in January, there seems when it's been going off a little bit offensively, there's been one bucket he's given this team just to kind of reset him. Now, I know he hasn't had big scoring days and all those sorts of things, but it seems like there's been that one bucket throughout the month of January where it's kind of just reset the offense and brought him back to kind of breathe a little bit.
Yeah, and I also want to mention Max Klesman. He did not score
Absolutely.
In the first half. He had 11 in the second half. You know, got a bucket inside, hit a three, and that got him going after a frustrating first 20 minutes. It was frustrating for everybody, not named John Tanjay, in terms of Wisconsin's ability to score in the first half, but a little in-state action here with the Klesman and Gilmore connection, and of course John Tanjay with 27 points. Find a way, and this team found a way here today.
You find a way, but again, you give credit to the players, but I also, in the day of where we're at with college basketball, understanding what the DNA of your locker room needs to be, that's where I don't think Greg Gard and staff are getting enough credit, because the guys they're bringing in, the way they're surrounding them, to still emphasize that this is the standard here at Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And Carter Gilmore is that kind of guy. Like when John Tanjay comes in, no, John, like, this is the way we do things. Nolan Winter, young player. After a year and a half, like, this is, you know, the first, last year, you know what
sure,
I mean? I'm talking about,
sure.
right? Like, it's those type of things that say, nope, this is the way we do things. The outside stuff might have changed, the NIL might change, but the program, the identity, this is what it's built on.
It's really interesting, Butchie, because I heard Matt Painter talking back in the summer about, you know, the portal, and says, or any newcomer, you adjust to us, we don't adjust to you.
And
what he's talking about is what they do here.
Yes.
It's the same thing. I'm not talking about like X's and O's. You adjust accordingly, but your core values.
Core values.
If nothing
standard.
Else. And I don't know how the rest of this season is
going to
go.
Correct. Absolutely.
But if nothing else, in this changing landscape of college athletics, this basketball coaching staff has doubled down on the core values.
It's doubled down on the core value. And that, like, I know, but it's not difficult.
No.
Now people get away from it. And that's the thing that I look at with this group and of coaching staff and understanding, like, hey, we are who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everything might be changing and going 100 miles an hour, but we know who we are, and this is what it's going to be. We might change some X's and O's, but to the core, who we are is we're unselfish people that want to play for somebody, you know, bigger than ourselves. And when you get guys that want to come in and do that too, look at John Blackwell's stat line.
Mm-hmm.
2 of 8, 5 points, 26 minutes. I mean, in the month of January, John Blackwell, seventh in the Big Ten, averaging 18 a game.
Yep, and my guess is he's as happy as anybody in that locker room.
That's my point, right? That's what makes this program special. There's a reason they keep winning.
Yeah,
this isn't hard.
Yeah,
it's hard to stay true to it.
No, it's very easy to drift.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, it is. Now, this team is evolved offensively. We know, and again, there's 9 regular season games left. We don't know, but this team that you really can't help but like. Badger fans are where they will anyway, but even if you don't have a dog in a fight, you see this team going, kind of like how they're going about their business. They're not the only team in America that does that.
And we don't know how it's going to end. Nobody knows how this thing's going to end. There's one team that's happy, but they're quality win.
Yeah, this is a real big one here for Wisconsin today. Badgers win it 75-69. We'll have more of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show coming up, including Butchie's Breakdown, back in 3 minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Badger fans, basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Hey Badger fans, time is running out to catch Wisconsin men's basketball at the Kohl Center this season. Don't miss your chance to see John Blackwell, John Tonjay, and the rest of the Badgers as they battle Big Ten opponents on their home court. Be part of the action and secure your seats today at uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
All right, Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as the Badgers defeat Northwestern 75-69, 50 of the 79 for Wisconsin coming in the second half as we are joined courtside by head coach Greg Gard. And of the 50 in the second half, 15 came from Carter Gilmore. Just a terrific day for multiple, but man, everybody's got to be thrilled to death.
It's a great day.
Locker room is soaked right now with water because they got him. They got him. They gave me a day off and got him. You know what? As I told the team, and he's such a great example of a Wisconsin Badger. He's come the long, hard way. Came as a walk-on, in-state kid. Had a overdose of patience he had to have. And kept working and kept chipping away and stayed loyal. And it's awesome when people like that persevere and do it how he did it have a moment like today. And he's helped us, you know, all year. But to really be center stage today, I had to take him over on the BTN post game. He didn't even know what he goes, I get to go on TV? I've never done this before.
I saw you waving him. He goes, yeah, you, get over here.
But, no, I mean, he was big. I mean, obviously, to just get us going a little bit offensively, bang some threes. And I thought, too, he was going to be important in our matchup against Martinelli because it's hard, as much as they use him with the ball, without the ball, it's hard for a seven-footer to run around with Martinelli all the time.
Yeah, when he made that first three, did you think, okay, maybe let's get it going? Because I hit Matt real quick. I said, watch, circle this time. Because that first, it just felt like it was, it just felt like everyone took a breath.
Yeah, we just needed to relax.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I thought we played the first half so tense, we like turned down shots.
Yeah.
Like, we're in the timeout, we're like, shoot the ball. Shoot the ball. Why are you hesitating?
Yeah.
Just let it fly. And I thought, you know, obviously getting rolling the second half, getting Klesmet got going a little bit too, got to the free throw line. That's important too for guys that maybe are having a hard time scoring to get yourself to the free throw line, which Max did. And then he, you know, got a three and we got the ball rolling offensively for us.
Boy, it never hurts to have a guy like John Tanjay. As rough as the first half was, he scores 16 straight. That, you know, the veteran savvy, the skill, the whole package.
He was the one guy that I felt didn't play tentative. He was the one guy in attack mode. And it doesn't help John to get Blackwell to get two fouls because that's one of our
We talked about that, too, the reach that he had early in.
Yeah, like, and then not picking up the ball here. It wasn't an over and back.
Correct.
It was off the – and we've talked about that. We had another one. I think Klesmet let it roll in another game. Pick the ball up no matter what, because if you let it roll, bad's going to happen somewhere.
And then it turned into a 50-50 ball, and Northwestern made a play.
Yeah, yeah.
Could have been
just
a foul.
Pick it up.
It
up. If it's over and back, so what? We set our defense and we go.
Yep.
The longer you let it roll, usually the worse the outcome.
You know, we talk about the offense in the second half. You know, Butchie was pointing it out. You guys, when you needed to get a string of stops, too.
We did. Yeah, we did. And, you know, John Blackwell locked in. I thought, obviously, Cam McGee gave us good minutes. You know, Klesmet got into a good place in the second half and was better defensively. This was a gritty one, which you know it is going to be here. And to be able to survive a half where you shoot 28% and have the fortitude to fight your way out of it and have the defensive fortitude to keep yourself in it in the first half and then offensively get some stuff going and open it up.
We were talking about Carter again to kind of bring it back a little bit, but just how you've built this program on guys that want to be here. Kamari, Carter, like those guys that know their role,
right?
They're going to come in off the bench. They're going to bring great energy. They're going to help you. Like, I think so many people and coaching staff overlook that value, and you guys haven't. Like, you guys have obviously put an emphasis on the value of kids that want to be here.
That's a huge, especially, I mean, it's always been important. It's accentuated even more in today's world of the transient nature of our industry. You have to have people. I mean, you still are in the transfer portal market and everything, but your core really has to be anchored in a true desire to want to be in our program.
Yeah, we were suggesting this before you came out that you guys have doubled down on that too, right?
It's really evident in our next incoming high school class. Mm-hmm. You know, three guys that really want to be here and are going to be good players. Might not be tomorrow, but they're going to be good players and they want to be here for the right reasons.
Well, we talked before the game. You just knew Northwestern was going to come out.
Yeah.
You know, it just the way they. I mean, they're a good, tough team anyway.
Yeah.
And you knew it was coming, so.
Yeah, I mean, it's to be able to weather that, knowing they're playing with some emotion and with Barnheiser being out, you got to be able to withstand that. And, you know, fortunately, we were able to.
Yeah. I think there's some pizza waiting for you on the bus.
Yeah.
You better go dive in now.
I need pizza.
Well, I have no room to talk there, so appreciate it. Congratulations.
Thanks,
Badgers head coach Greg Gard as Wisconsin defeats Northwestern this afternoon, 75-69. When we continue, we'll check out the Nissan out of town scoreboard. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. sense. The pins still set by people, swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Game coverage continues as the Badgers defeat Northwestern 75-69. Time for our Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. Earlier today, Washington took down Minnesota 71-68. And at the half, Michigan leads Rutgers 32-25. Now we're joined courtside by Brian Butch's primary partner on the Badger Radio Network, Chris
Wasters.
I think
I've probably worked with him more than I've worked with you as far as that Greenbrier trip.
Yeah.
Chris, for five or six games.
Chris, can I say I'm sorry they put you through that?
Hey,
Chris Foster is joining us here.
The pleasure was all mine. I like to think that I'm making this up to you, Matt, for you having to call in to our pregame show at the Greenbrier because of the triple overtime game and the technical difficulties we were having. It ended up being a two-hour talk show before the game even started.
Now, I got a question for you real quick before we talk basketball. Have you ever heard of squeezing the blood out of a turnip?
No, I haven't.
Thank you.
I haven't heard of that one.
Yes, you made my day. Yes.
I like to think that I know turns of phrase, but...
Clearly,
yes!
I need to continue to teach graduates of the University of Wisconsin old sayings. Because when it was 12-7 for about a half an hour, I said scoring points is like squeezing blood from a turnip, which is a rather common phrase. Apparently, you need to be of a certain age.
And I was like, you like turnips? I had no idea.
So, of course, he Googles it. See, you never heard of that either? Yeah, I've...
You know, I don't even know if
class.
I could have told you a turnip is red.
I had to Google it. Yeah.
But, hey, this has been a very informative appearance here.
Yes.
So, thank you. I'm really glad I came
now
over.
We can talk basketball. I just need to get that out there.
Yeah, just briefly, because I know you have a young child to get home
He's
to.
He's trying to avoid that as long as possible. There's a type that needs to be changed.
Yeah.
I'm living that life. Trust me. He's working right now. Quotations. He's working.
Yeah.
He can't get in trouble for not being home now.
Sorry, honey. I'm stuck in traffic.
We just wanted to say hi. Enjoyed catching up with you last night. And, again, when you work with Butchie, sometimes you need help. So I'm here. You know, I'm here for you in case this comes up again down the road.
I appreciate it. The only bummer about calling Badger games on the TV side is that I can't listen to you guys. Love listening to you guys. And I've been listening to you, Matt, since, you know, I was in elementary school. And Butchie's done a great job bringing, you know, all kinds of his personality to the table. So you guys are a great listen.
We have a lot of fun, as are you and Steven today. And so, I appreciate it. And go home and have some turnips.
That's what I'm saying. I'll plant them in my garden for the upcoming season.
Yes.
I'll add that to the rotation.
I'm going to have to start summer school with you guys. So I appreciate it. Chris Washer's
kind enough
to join us. We'll take another break. More to come as the Wisconsin Four Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is currently hiring registered nurses with a starting pay of $41 per hour to provide essential health care to those in our care. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Let's have brats for dinner.
Whoa, maybe not.
Hi, this is Fritz Usinger. Your home freezer can begin to suck moisture and flavor out of improperly packaged food products within a matter of days. That's why at Usinger's, we flash freeze our brats and then vacuum seal them to lock in flavor and seal out air. Just put them in your freezer, and when you're ready for a Usinger brat, drop the package in a bowl of water, and in 15 minutes, they're ready to grill. Remember, if it has an elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Wisconsin is home to some of the best educators in the country. The Outstanding Educator Program is brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Throughout the season, we are honoring incredible educators who go above and beyond for their students and communities. Do you know an educator who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as the Badgers defeat Northwestern 75-69. Without further ado, have you heard of that line before?
I have heard of that one. I didn't have to Google that one.
Let me give it to you for Butchie's breakdown.
Yeah, we're going to start here. Carter Gilmore, 5 of 7, 3 of 5 from 3, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Just an excellent performance by Carter Gilmore. And you look at turnovers, only 10. When it was getting to the point, I believe it was 8 or 9 in the first half.
I think
it was only 2 in the second half, if I'm correct.
Yeah, it was the other night.
One turnover in the second half. And I thought that was a part of the game where they just kind of relaxed a little bit, took care of the ball, didn't do that. Those are the two main things. It was a bucket by Carter Gilmore, that three. I even wrote it down, 12:50 left. And that I thought was the turning point of this game. I thought it when it happened.
It was huge because Northwestern, which led by 6 at the half, led by as many as 9 about a little more than 5 minutes into the second half, 44-35. And then Gilly with the first three was good. The second three really good and on his way
to
15.
Max got to the free throw line, and it was a tie ball game. I mean, it was an 8-0 run. And, you know, that 8-0 run happened when Leach went to the bench with 12:45 left. I said, this is a big 45 seconds.
Yep.
Can they weather it? Not thinking that Wisconsin was going to run and have an 8-0 run in that period, but get it back to even.
Yeah, it was huge, huge. Entertaining game, well, especially the second half, if you're a Badger fan, as Wisconsin defeats Northwestern 75-69. Back to wrap things up here in Evanston in 1 minute. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
This is the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show as the Badgers defeat Northwestern 75-69. Wisconsin now 17-5 overall, 7-4 in Big Ten play. So they go out of this five-game stretch, having won three of them, and they've won a Big Ten road game for the third time this season. Now back home against Indiana. A talented team, but one that has had its share of turbulence, losing last night They played well, but lost by five.
They did play well.
Yeah, and,
no,
it's a talented group, so we'll see if the Badgers, 8 o'clock tip, by the way, Tuesday, see if they can keep it going.
You look at Indiana, it's desperation. Now, they've on that side of it, like, they know that they've got a lot of opportunities ahead of them to be able to get some quad one wins. That'll help them. Obviously, against Wisconsin will be one, so it's never fun to play against a team that's desperate.
Yeah,
Indiana's desperate.
They're 5-6 with the Hoosiers in the Big Ten, 14-8 overall, and a team that is, you said, desperate especially quad one.
Well, quad one, because they played nobody in non-conference.
All right, our coverage on Tuesday will start at 7. Tip time for the Badgers and the Hoosiers will be 8 o'clock Central Time. Again, your final here today, Wisconsin 75, Northwestern 69. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield, under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. For Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson back at our network studio, this is Matt LePay, hoping you'll join us on Tuesday night as the Badgers host Indiana. Thanks for listening. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Fabic Rents for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
You say that you love him.
Say you love me.
All of the time.
All of the time.
You say that you need me.
Say you need me.
You'll always be mine.
Always be mine.
I'm feeling glad all over the inside, man. Glad all over, baby, I'm glad all over, so glad you're mine. I'll make you happy.
I'll make you happy.
You'll never be blue.
Never be blue.
You'll have no sorrow.
You'll have no sorrow.
Cause I'll always be true.
Always be true.
And I'm feeling
walking down the street singing. She looked good. She looked fine.
She looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. We walked on. Single day singing.
There you go. Wisconsin basketball, Badgers 75 and Northwestern 69. Looked like the Badgers weren't going to be able to pull it out for the first half, but boy, they came up and they answered all them baskets and just kept it on going until the win. 75-69, as you heard it right here on WRJN. Here's Crean's Clearwater Revival down in the corner.
Early in the evening, it's about supper time. Over by the courthouse, they're starting to unwind. Four kids on the corner, trying to bring him up. Willie picks a tune out, and he blows it on the hum. Down on the corner, out in the street, playing the four boys are playing, bring the nickel up happy feet. Rooster hits the white coat, and people just got a smile. Goodness bumps a good face, and she blonde hair.
say.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Just joining us, you missed the game. Badgers were victorious 75-69 over the Northwestern Wildcats.
When it's cold outside, I've got the money.
Temptations on WRJN. Paul Harvey. That's right. He's back with us here. The rest of the story now sponsored by the Racine Disc Center. Online at racinediscenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive right over there just east of Gulf Avenue. Paul Harvey weekday mornings with Don Rosen at 7:25 and again 12:05 with Dan Marcus. Now, if you miss Paul on the air, he's available on demand at WRJN.com.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Haller House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Haller House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Talk, we listen. Local news, timeless hits are back on WRJN. Kind of cloudy and overcast now. It was sunny a little bit earlier. Here's Del Shannon.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with our love, although it was so strong. And as I still walk on, I think of the things we've done together while our hearts were young. I'm a walking in the rain, tears are falling and I feel a pain, wishing you were here by me to end this misery. And I wonder why she ran away, and I wonder where she will.
WRJN.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keys.
Medevac Med Service 056 Northeast Tower. Contact Philly 123.8.
That's air traffic controllers trying to contact a medical transport flight that crashed last night in a Philadelphia neighborhood, sparking fires and fear. Six people aboard the plane, including a child with a medical condition, were killed, and at least one person died in a car on the ground. First responders are searching for others.
The plane came crashing down here at Cottman Avenue and Roosevelt Boulevard between a shopping center and a neighborhood. There are burned cars on the road, pieces of the plane scattered all over. There were the victims who were killed, and then Mayor Sherelle Parker says at least 19 others were injured.
This is not etched in stone. The investigation is ongoing.
The crash site is 4 to 6 blocks. Police have been going door to door to check on people, and City Managing Director Adam Teal has been urging residents to call police if someone they know is unaccounted for.
A lot of unknowns about who was where on the streets of this neighborhood last night at the time of impact.
Tim Jimenez for CBS News, Philadelphia.
CBS News has learned that relatives of some of the 67 people killed in